Peter Frampton. I want to go to the sun.
Me too. No, it's probably too hot there. Never
just,
mind.
Just a hair.
Just a hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're listening to The Morning Mix on WKGC FM 90.7 and HD.
I have conniptions every time you say that out of order.
What order is it supposed to be in?
No, he's supposed to say it, and I said it.
It's 90.7 FM and HD.
Oh, you don't like the order.
Not FM, 90.7 and HD.
Oh, okay.
But only because that's the way it's ingrained. That's the way I've got it in my head.
Okay. Anyway, I'm Tom, doing things out of order.
And I'm Caleb Jordan, trying to keep the ship afloat.
Not succeeding all that well this morning, but Jennifer Vigil's here from Visit PC, Destination PC. And if we can get her to stop bailing the sinking ship here, she can tell us what's going. What are the hit the high spots for what's going on in the next little bit over our holiday season?
Well, there's a salty Christmas in St. Andrews that's mm-hmm. coming up. There are a bunch of different independent New Year's Eve parties planned, whether it's Salty Hobo, Funky Mermaid, a ton of them around town. Of course, the biggest one we have in our area for New Year's Eve is the Beach Ball Drop over at Pier Park, and that's at starts at 5 o'clock on the 31st, and that's definitely a kid friendly event.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do too. I mean, they actually do I think I read it was 3.5 bazillion balloons, and for the kids, so they all get to do that, and then they drop some more later for the actual midnight adult crowd. Now, is anybody doing in years gone by, people have done a celebrate it twice where they go over
another Hurricane Michael thing. Oh. Yeah, because it used to go New Year's Eve celebrate twice used to go from Mexico Beach over into Gulf County. Mm-hmm. So you could celebrate Eastern mm-hmm. New Year's Eve, and then you could celebrate Central New Year's Eve an hour later. And they're not quite back up mm-hmm. over at Mexico Beach yet. So once we get a few more,
it drives too long to make it to Panama City Beach. So you'd have to do a real quick celebration and drive like crazy. Go by boat. I don't think you could make it in a boat either. No, go by helicopter.
Yeah.
That would work.
It would.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be expensive.
If you got a helicopter, I don't think it's a problem.
Okay. Yeah. I don't. Anyway, that's a shame. That was kind of a neat idea because you had, I guess you could go, not your area, but you could celebrate in Bristol and then go across the bridge to Bluntstown because you can almost throw a baseball at each other from time zones across the Apalachicola
exactly.
River.
Exactly. It's always fun. Did you ever do the bus? They had a bus mm-hmm. that like took you from Gulf County over mm-hmm. into Mexico Beach. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This was a thing. Can't remember what there were restaurant bar kind of things that were actually kind of beachfront things, and you go in one place and say Happy New Year's, get on a bus because mm-hmm. they don't want you driving at that situation.
Which is why.
I can't imagine why. And then they drive you over to Mexico Beach and you do the same thing again. And then the bus would take you back to your car.
Yes.
Or your designated driver to the car.
Yes.
Please use designated drivers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And safety first.
Safety first, yes. And the last thing you want to do is see those flashy blue lights after you've had a few adult beverages. It's not a good thing.
No.
Worse would be hitting something or somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, please be safe.
That's up through the end of the year. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we've got stuff going on.
We already have some dates for the new year.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
So cool. We're going to get to those right after a quick break here on The Mix.